Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from NMEFC Ministries. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 15, and in a short while we'll be reading verse 7 together. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to your word again, we open our hearts and our minds to your truths. We thank you that every one of them sees light shed upon them in the Lord Jesus Christ, who reveals fully what was revealed in part in this old covenant and through these words of Solomon. So we pray that you will speak to us and help us to apply your truths to our lives in a way that itself will give us life and bring life to others too. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So here's our verse, verse 7. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not upright. Or some versions would have, the hearts of the fools are not so. This verse and the verse which Tony brought us on Friday comprise a little quartet, the four verses 6 to 9, which talk about the something of the something. So in verse 6, we have the house of the righteous. Verse 7, the lips of the wise. Verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked. And verse 9, the way of the wicked. So it's pointing out to us the contrast, and Tony again brought to our minds the fact that the word but figures largely in this. It's contrasting the fool with the wise. And this verse talks again about speech. It seems to be my lot to get the verses that talk about what we do with our mouths, what I've termed the ministry of the mouth. So essentially, this is telling us one thing, and it says it very strongly. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, and the hearts of fools, not so much. In fact, not at all. Jesus puts it even stronger at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. In chapter 6 and verse 45, he says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And he may very well have had this verse in mind. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Someone once gave me this picture to illustrate this truth. If you have a jar of something that is quite full and you accidentally knock the jar, what's in the jar spills out, quite obviously. So if the jar contains ditch water, what you get spilt out is ditch water. If the jar contains pure spring water, what you get spilt out is pure spring water. And the picture is designed to say to us what happens when you get knocked. What happens when something surprises you, when something just hits you? What comes out of your mouth when such things happen? Because it's a very good window to see what's in your heart. And what this is telling us is that the lips of the wise spread knowledge. So what comes out of the mouth of the wise man is wise thoughts. And it's like they're seeds, they're scattered. And where they fall, they grow and they give rise to good growth. So wisdom spreads. It's useful. When you are in trouble, who do you go to? Do you go to somebody who is a bit of an idiot and talks 19 to the dozen but says very little? Or do you go to the guy or the woman who actually is wise and whose words you can rely on? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? It's very plain to see. Previous to the verse that we quoted just now from Luke 6, Jesus had said that you can't get a bad tree producing good fruit, and neither can you get a good tree producing bad fruit. He said you don't pick apples from a blackberry bush. You don't pick peaches from an orange tree. Each tree produces the fruit of its kind. And so we see that the lips of the wise produce the knowledge, that is already in the heart. So what's this got to do with a Christian believer? Well, if the believer in Christ is born again, his heart is righteous. What's happening is that he's growing in his knowledge of the Saviour, the risen one, the altogether supremely wise Lord Jesus Christ. That wisdom will have taken root in his heart too. So that what he starts to say in his reflections on life, on his own experience, on what's going on in the world around, these will reflect the wisdom that Jesus brings. Sometimes we see that in embryo, in its beginnings in new believers, as their outlook changes and what they previously would have said about life, the universe, and everything actually is radically different after Christ has changed their heart. So, if you're a believer in Jesus today, take heart in this. You have the Spirit within you, living there, vibrantly alive, passionately directing your life from the inside out. And he wants control of your mouth so that what your mouth spills out is the wisdom God has won your heart for and is schooling in you this very day. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we do thank you for your work in our innermost being, our hearts. We thank you that you have rescued us from the foolishness of the world. And you have bestowed upon us this great blessing of wisdom, of a right attitude and a right outlook on our lives and on the world. And so we pray we might grow in that so that it will bring fruit to your glory and to the honour of the living Lord Jesus. We ask it in his name. Amen.